Coach Kevin Bullis. Now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Coach, you guys pitched yet another shutout against a tough team, but I started going over the stats. Only 18 rushing yards given up in that. Your defense has been playing lights out this season.
I tell you, Bill, it's real exciting because a year ago, we gave up 250 yards of rushing against Oshkosh. And so our guys kind of, with a vengeance, that was awesome. And considering that was really the same offensive line that we went against a year ago, I'll tell you, our D-line and our front seven, very excited about that stat.
That was probably one of the cleanest games you guys have played. Not only did you guys play well defensively, only two penalties the entire game, correct?
No doubt. And that was something that really been biting us. And I'll tell you, we take discipline very seriously and discipline to our game. Obviously, penalties can be an indicator of that. And you know, the thing I'm excited about is our methods of making the corrections that we did on some of the holdings that we had prior in the season. And to go out and have a clean game like that was needed. It was well needed.
You made the change at offensive coordinator in the offseason. This year, your offense has been rolling. You put up 20 against Oshkosh. You got up 13 at half and then went on from there. But the fact, it seems like things are just, there's a flow to it. You guys are being able to get downfield a little bit more. Talk about the change in the offense and what that's meant to your team.
I tell you, Pete Jennings, I've known Pete for, going on 11 years now, and him and I had gotten to be friends over the years. And the thing I know about him is that he is a fantastic teacher. It's one thing to be an extremely intelligent offensive mind, defensive mind, but the biggest thing is what your kids know. And for you to be able to, and that's what Pete does. He keeps the game simple for the kids, but tough for the opponents. And I tell you, the energy he brings to the field is fantastic, and it's definitely been great for the culture of the team, but more so even that offense.
When you started the season, you knew you were coming off a little bit of a rough year last year, and then you had talked about, you know, kind of getting into camp and feeling something special. Do you feel that? Is that something that continues to kind of embrace this program?
No doubt, and that's the most important part of it, Bill. You just nailed it. I mean, it's all about practice and great. It's about having great practices and great energy for every practice, great improvement in each practice, and that's what we focus on. It's if we focus on that, the games will take care of itself, and that's what this group has done. I mean, even starting back to last spring with spring practices, we had 15 of them. Every practice, we got better. And that's the same thing ever since we started camp back on August 11th.
You guys have UW-Eau Claire coming up on the docket. You have won the last 16 meetings between you guys. This is a team that, you know, on paper you'd say, well, you know what, you get ready for next week after that. But UW-Eau Claire always brings something. I mean, even though you guys have been able to dominate in the points, they always bring something. And if you kind of lighten up at this point, they can get past you. How do you keep the focus on a team that you should beat?
No, and that's the day-to-day, Bill. We needed to have a great practice on Tuesday. We felt very good about it. We had a very good practice yesterday, and now we got to get ready for today because it's the WIC. You know that, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can beat anyone on any given day, and you know, Claire's defense, man, they bring it. If you notice, they've been playing some great defense.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no doubt, and offensively, they got a quarterback that can run, pass, and throw, and they're a spooky team, to say the least.
You come back the week following, you have the homecoming, UW River Falls, so you got to keep your guys focused this week. Best of luck to you guys, Coach. And when you put the numbers up, when you look at 185-19, that's what you've scored versus what you've given up. Do you ever just sit back and go, holy mackerel, we're already five games into the season, we've only given up 19 points?
Hey, I'm very excited about it. I mean, that defensive crew, I can't explain it.
Great stuff, Coach. Best of luck. We'll chat again next week, pal, okay?
We'll see you then, Bill.
Talk to you then. There you go. That is the head coach of the UW-Whitewater Warhawks.